दिस इज आकाशवाणी, द न्यूज रेड बाय शरण्या। Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that his government's model of development is nation first, which focuses on satisfaction rather than appeasement. He said, people have tested, understood and supported this model and therefore give his government the mandate for the third time. Prime Minister was speaking in the Rajya Sabha while replying to a discussion on the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both House of Parliament. Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said the Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas model of governments is incomprehensible for the Congress as the whole party is dedicated to one family. Mr. Modi said the journey from being a developing to developed nations passes through infrastructure development. He said 25 crore people of the country have moved out of the poverty and become part of the new middle class. Mr. Modi also talked about Mudra Yojana and Startup India scheme, saying the initiatives are fulfilling the dreams of millions of people. He said the government has prioritized skill development, financial inclusion and industrialization to foster growth. After Prime Minister's reply, the upper house adopted the motion of thanks on the president's address, negating the amendment of several opposition MP by voice vote. Later, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day. Meanwhile, the issue of deportation of Indian nationals from the EOSA rocked both House of Parliament as the opposition demanded a discussion on the issue. Making a statement on the issue in Rajya Sabha, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the process of deportation of illegal immigrant is generally accepted principle in international relations, asserting that it is a collective interest of the nation to increase legal mobility. India has strongly condemned the destruction of the residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman in Bangladesh by vandals. In response to media queries, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said that Sheikh Mujibur Rahman is a symbol of heroic resistance of the people of Bangladesh against the forces of occupation and oppression. He added that all those who value the freedom struggles that nurtured Bangla identity and pride are aware of the importance of this residence for the national consciousness of Bangladesh. Mr. Jaiswal said that this act of vandalism should be condemned. The government yesterday informed the Rajya Sabha that the construction of 12 nuclear power plants have been accorded administrative approval and financial sanctions since 2014. In a written reply, Minister of State for Personal Public Grievances and Pensions and Prime Minister's Office Dr. Jitendra Singh said 10 indigenous 700 megawatt pressurized heavy water reactor will be set up in fleet mode and 2 units of light water reactor will be set up in cooperation with Russian Federation at Kundankulam. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Greece Foreign Affairs Minister George Kerapetris held a bilateral meeting in New Delhi yesterday. Both leaders expressed their view on wide gamut of bilateral relationships. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the importance of India-Greece partnership, saying that India wants trade, investment and technology collaboration. The Greece Foreign Affairs Minister said that the bilateral relation between Greece and India have been upscaled in the last couple of years. Sri Lankan President Anuradhakumar Dissanayake met with an International Monetary Fund delegation yesterday to discuss progress on country's $2.9 million extended fund facility. The talks held at Presidential Secretariat reviewed the government's ongoing efforts under the program. In football, Football Club Goa defeated Odisha Football Club by 2-1 at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Goa in the International Super League 2024-25 yesterday. Football Club Goa jumped to the second spot, replacing Jamshedpur Football Club as a result of this trip, having 36 points to their name. And in men's cricket, India registered dominant 4-wicket victory over England in the first ODI 2-3 match series in Nagpur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.